The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." We might wonder the context of this demand. Certainly, the companions of Jesus had a reason to demand that he increase their faith. If we look at the verses leading up to our gospel reading today, we have a better understanding of why the apostles cried out that their faith be increased. Jesus had just told them that if they caused another follower to stumble, it would be better for them to have a giant millstone tied around their neck and be thrown into the sea. He also warned that if another disciple sins, it's their responsibility to confront the offender. And if the offender repented, the followers of Christ are to forgive as many times as the offender asks for forgiveness. Even if the person sins 7 times in one day, if that individual asks for your forgiveness, you're to do just that. Forgive. It's no surprise that after hearing these commands, the disciples responded with a plea that Jesus increase their faith. To be able to meet these requirements will require great faith indeed. And the disciples' faithometer was registering low these days. They had little faith. They had little faith in their ability to meet the demands of those who would follow Christ. Jesus' response to the demand that disciples' faith be increased sounds harsh at first hearing. He says, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The interesting and often overlooked piece to this response by Jesus is that the word "if" in Greek can be understood in two different ways. "If," according to New Testament scholar Fred Craddock, can be used to express a condition contrary to fact. "If I were you" would be an example of that. Or "if" can express a condition according to fact, such as "if Christ is Lord," which he is. Craddock goes on to say this statement by Jesus is in keeping with the second condition. Jesus, rather than questioning the lack of faith on the part of the disciples, is actually affirming the faith that they have and inviting them to enter into and act on that faith. Here Jesus is saying that the little amount of faith that you do possess can make things that seem impossible and absurd, like having a mulberry tree uprooted into the sea, are now possible with just a little bit of faith. Faith is still a difficult concept. We know the idea of faith. We've heard the definition offered by the author to the letter to the Hebrews. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And that makes sense on some level. James seems to give faith second billing to works. And Paul puts faith above all other virtues, as long as it is paired with love. In the New Testament alone, the word faith appears 273 times, according to a Remus Bible browser. Faith is important to our lives as Christians. Faith is something that we struggle with, just as the apostles did. It might be a comfort to know that we are in very good company with our faith struggles. As I travel from place to place, I pay special attention to signs in church yards, always giving God thanks that we don't have one of those. On Friday, I passed a sign that read, "Faith is not knowing what God can do, but believing that He will." My first reaction to that sign was, I can buy that. But then I gave the words more thought. They rattled around my head most of the rest of the day, and the decision I arrived at was, it depends. Sometimes it's enough just to have enough faith to know what God can do than to believe that He will. We could believe that God would stop horrible earthquakes and floods, that God would stop world poverty and hunger, and prevent our friends and loved ones from all sorts of suffering that life involves. But to have that belief would be misguided. We know that God can do all of those things, and we have a lot of questions about why He does not. But do our questions diminish our faith in God? I don't think so. We can and do look to Scripture to support what we know about God and about faith. And what we discover when we turn to Scripture is that our sacred stories tell us a whole lot more about God than they do about faith. Granted, faith and the call to faith or trust in God is of paramount importance throughout both the Old and New Testaments. But what faith looks like and how we define it is not as readily available. And in some places, it seems somewhat contradictory. If we look to James and take his word at face value without digging deeper, it appears that faith by itself is of little value. In the second chapter of the Epistle of James, we hear, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you?" So faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Our response quite naturally might be to get very busy doing works so that we can be saved. And to respond in that way to this reading is way off base. No, faith can't save us. Our salvation is not dependent on anything that we can do. Christ has saved us once for all, and our response to that is faith and is works. Our works flow from our faith. And both of these, faith and works, are done in joyful response to the saving grace that we have been given through the death and resurrection of Christ. Nothing we can do to earn it. How much faith, then, is enough? How do we know if we're getting it right? And what if we aren't? Jesus said, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, things that seem impossible and absurd are both possible and feasible." A mustard seed is quite small. Some days that may be all the faith we can muster. When the events of life beat down on us, some of us are drained of our faith. Our faithometers, like the disciples, are running low. For others, the trials of life serve to strengthen our faith. For what else do we have to rely on in those times but God? In times of great faith and in times of drained faith, we do well to remember that in the faith business, a little goes a long way. We can join with that father in the Gospel of Matthew who pleads for Jesus to help him in his unbelief. We can join with him with the full faith that Jesus will do just that. And that even the smallest amount of faith can produce amazing results. Thanks be to God. Amen.